Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live, and we are at Alt Expo, kicking off the second hour of this episode of Free Talk Live. You can, of course, go to freetalklive.com and grab archives galore and all kinds of other cool features, like our webcam, which we normally have, but we don't because we're on location here today, as our banners are falling off the wall. Darn it. Well, we'll have to deal with that later on. But we're here at Alt Expo, which is an alternative Expo designed to give people a choice when they're in the area to visit the Free State Project official events like the Liberty Forum that's happening this weekend in the same hotel where Alt Expo is located. We are the free alternative that you do not have to buy a ticket for. You just come on in and enjoy a company of other people who care about freedom and some cool speeches and panel discussions that'll be going on throughout the weekend. So if you're hearing this when we're doing our show, you know, normally our show broadcasts 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you're listening then or you're listening later on via archive, know that we are going to be here. Free Talk Live won't be broadcasting Sunday, but we're all going to be here, folks hanging out, various different discussions happening. You can go to altexpo.net to learn more about the event. But again, it's free, so come on up here. If you're in or near Manchester, come to the Best Western Plus Hotel and join us for Alt Expo. We'll talk to Jack Schimmett coming up here this hour. He is the organizer of Alt Expo, but Stone is with me. I'm Ian Freeman.
Stone,
thanks for being here for, you know, weighing in and I think bringing a really welcome perspective to this discussion about what the criminal enterprises are doing to a man named Daniel Trevino in Michigan. Now, let me just recap for our listeners who are just tuning in. Danny Trevino is going to prison for 16 years. Why? Did he murder somebody? No. Did he commit armed robbery? No. Did he do something horrible that's violent and terrible? Absolutely not. What he did was he sold marijuana. He sold medical cannabis. Not that I would have a problem if it was recreational, but he was doing what he thought was legal thing in Michigan since 2010.
And I think the problem is there's so many people that are willing to work with this criminal organization that actually contributes. So he actually contributed to his own downfall by trying to work with these groups.
But that's the only way he could do it, if he wanted to bring cannabis, you know, in a legal marketplace to people who otherwise didn't want to buy it through the black market. I mean, he said he's got, the story says he's got some previous convictions, and that's why he couldn't be a caregiver. So he was the overseer of the operation. And that tells me, Stone, that this guy was selling cannabis when it was illegal. So he probably was doing the same thing previously and went to jail for that or was somehow convicted for that. So, you know,
so it looks like he ran something similar to a farmer's market and then charged the people that were there. And he won on the state level.
Right.
But because they came after him so many times, it looks like 26 times total, maybe they just raided and didn't actually press charges in those cases. He won.
He kept beating the state.
Exactly. He got his money back. So apparently they went in and took his money. He got that back. And then you've got the federal agents, one in particular, U.S. Attorney Andrew Burge, who had a different viewpoint from most of the people that exist, I would imagine, saying, hey, leave this guy alone. At least don't lock him up. I mean, if you're going to raid him, take his money, take his stuff, that's one thing. But when you take someone's freedom, that's, you know, the worst thing you can do aside from killing them or maiming them or whatever. You're invading their person, which is...
They destroyed his entire livelihood. They've destroyed multiple locations. He didn't just have one shop. He had shops in multiple Michigan cities servicing God knows how many thousands of patients across Michigan with their medicine, which, by the way, they're going to go get somewhere else. They're going
to
go...
I mean, if you want it, it's not going to be difficult to get in this country.
Well, it's also legal now recreationally in Michigan as well.
The idea behind U.S. Attorney Andrew Burge and then the federal agents that all participated in the legal framework to lock this guy up, one of the statements I think he made is very telling about the doublethink, the indoctrination, the propaganda. Mm-hmm. He said that Although Trevino has long claimed that what he was doing was legal under the Michigan Marijuana Act, he was not even close to being legal and made a mockery of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act in the process, which I think shows, so you've got this federal criminal enterprise enforcing, purportedly enforcing the state law, the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. So if Michigan wanted to enforce the law, they've got plenty of agents, they've got plenty of apparatus, but they couldn't do it. So the federal enterprise then comes in and says, okay, we can bring some fresh faces on this. We can come up with a theory. And in the lawsuit, criminal case, they actually used so in the criminal case, they excluded certain types of
they wouldn't let him defend himself based on the Michigan statutes.
Exactly.
That wasn't even admissible.
So how can this attorney, this U.S. attorney, Andrew Burge, say that he was making a mockery of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act when he couldn't even bring these things in?
Him. Yeah, he's just libeling him about that. It's all that they can say to try to make this guy look bad. I mean, they can't say that he was beating people up or that he was, you know, threatening people or doing something because that's what the state agents do.
Yeah, he was helping people, and the people in Michigan agreed that he was helping people.
Right, they kept buying marijuana from him. They kept coming to his stores. They kept supporting him.
And whatever local or Michigan juries they put together weren't able to come up with anything to hold him under, so then they go to the federal government. They manage to get enough people in. Maybe it is because he was Hispanic. He's sitting there in the courtroom, a Hispanic male, and you've probably got a lot of white faces on that jury in Michigan, and maybe they said, hey, we don't need this guy selling his Hispanic weed to our children, our community, and that could be a factor.
That's a, you know, it's a theory, and it could be a factor. Assistant U.S. Attorney Daniel McGraw said Trevino knew he acted illegally under federal law, calling him, quote, defiant, unrepentant, and undeterred from committing the current federal crimes. After federal investigators used a search warrant at one of his locations in 2016, Trevino posted on Facebook, quote, I guess Hydro World is illegal, LOL, okay, unquote. McGraw said Trevino acted as though marijuana legalized in 2018 for recreational use in Michigan was always legal. Trevino was, quote, told time and time again that it was illegal, and, Your Honor, he simply didn't care. He didn't care. He kept operating, said the prosecutor.
Yeah.
The judge said his concern was Trevino's conduct under federal law. Maloney, this is the judge in the case, which is just a man wearing a robe. He said, quote, I fully recognize that the landscape has changed in many states in this country. The fact is, marijuana is a Schedule I controlled substance, unquote. He said Trevino had to know he was on the radar screens of federal authorities. He ordered Trevino to serve 4 years on supervised release once his prison term ends and fined him $11,000. The prison term, by the way, nearly 16 years in prison for this. You know, it's just absolutely tragic. And to call cannabis and just to say, oh, it's a federal control. Controlled substance, Schedule One.
Legally, if you're using written law and the rule of law, what they purport to operate under, we've got them on the ropes because the laws are in favor of human freedom, of individual liberty, and when people are allowed to vote for it, usually people will vote to not hurt people as a society. But then you've still got the hardcore agents of the state, the hardcore enforcers and sympathizers that are willing to hurt people to get their agenda, and it's this primal instinct and a lot of humanity that wants to conquer and dominate others and enslave others, ultimately, to get productivity from other humans without giving anything of value back in exchange for that. So you've got a group of people that believes in dominating society. And unless people wake up, first off, if everyone believes that, democratic socialism, then society will crumble.
Just look at Venezuela.
Exactly. So any kind of democratic socialism isn't working. So what they've got is this kind of oligarchy, this small group of people, the intellectual elite, whatever they want to call themselves, that feel they are capable of ruling society, and that they've got a private army, essentially, or a public army, I should say, that's going out and enforcing their edicts. So you've got the federal government's army, essentially, dominating this individual, in this case, this Hispanic male.
Right. And everybody else is forced to pay for it. So,
exactly.
You know, it's bad enough, all the violence, but you and... when you pay taxes, when you pay to the state, you're empowering these people. Now, of course, even if you don't pay taxes, they'll still do it because they'll just print the money, which comes back around to a discussion we can have about cryptocurrencies, and I'm sure we will do that coming up a little bit later on in the show here tonight. Stone, thanks for sitting in here and discussing this super important issue, because this is going to be a real chilling effect, I think. You know, it's going to make people think twice about opening up a medical marijuana facility if they know that everything that they've invested in can just be whipped away from underneath them within mere moments, and just have their entire life ruined, thrown into prison. This man's going to be in his 60s when he gets out of prison, if he survives it. We got more coming up here from Alt Expo 32. The organizer of Alt Expo will be joining us, Jack Shimmick, here in moments. And we're in the Best Western Plus in Manchester, and this is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Alt Expo 32. It is happening in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Best Western Hotel outside, near the airport, actually. So if you're listening to us on Saturday night and you want to come up, you're in the New England area and you want to come join us for day number two of Alt Expo, you can do that. It is free. You just come on in. There's no tickets that you need to buy or anything like that. So you're welcome to join us here in, again, the Best Western Plus in Manchester. We're in the Adams Room, which is on the lower level. Come on out. Doors open at 9 tomorrow, and program starts at 10. It's always slow in the mornings at these events, and that's why I wanted to have Free Talk Live here, so we'd be able to just, you know, get the show done, interview some interesting folks, and that way you can know what's going on for tomorrow. And if you don't get... You know, if you don't get up here for this weekend, that's okay. Alt Expo comes back in the summertime for what will likely be number 33, I suspect, at that point. And we'll talk about that as well with the organizer, the creator of the Alt Expo, Jack Shimmick. Welcome back to Free Talk Live, Jack.
Hey, Ian, good morning.
Yeah, and it actually hasn't been long since you've been on with us. You were actually on our show last week.
Yeah, Wednesday night. That was great.
Let's see. I got to turn you up. That's my fault. So that should make you sound a lot better there.
How's this?
Yeah, much better. All right. So anyway, welcome back. And let's of course, start with a little bit of history here, and then we can get into the tech geek stuff we were just doing with mesh networking a moment ago. But just give our listeners a brief history of the founding of Alt Expo, which was the winter of 2007, so more than a decade ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, you know, going back even a little further than that, I got into the libertarian movement. I'm actually in my 51st year of involvement in the movement. And so I've been around. I've been to a lot of different conventions and different conferences, read a lot of books and everything. And so we had a discussion group in Nashua, and one day somebody came in and told us about the Free State Project, and we signed up six people that mm-hmm. night. And later on that same summer, the vote came down to choose the state, and it was New Hampshire. Yay.
By a large margin, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And so I forget my signer number, so I'm actually a participant slash member, whatever.
So you were willing to move somewhere else if another state won, but you happen to already be in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I lucked out, so yeah. My state won. So anyway, when it came around to 2007, I'm leaving out a whole lot of the history, but I volunteered as an organizer of the Liberty Forum, the first one, because we had
that's
a summer
Free State
event.
Hold on, that's the Free State Projects
right.
event that's happening simultaneously to this one. It's in the same hotel, and it is a wintertime kind of hotel convention-y style event. So.
Right, right. And, you know, the thing I commented on the other night was there's some people who like to camp and do an outdoor summer thing, and
yep.
some people just don't like the weeds and bugs and all that.
Sure.
And they'd rather go to a hotel event, so the Liberty Forum kind of fills that need.
It makes sense.
And then you get to sit and have clean clothes and an yep. air-conditioned room or heated room or whatever. So anyway, Liberty Forum, we were all going, the organizers were going around the table and saying, oh, let's have this kind of talk, let's have that kind of talk. And I said, finally when it came around to me, I said, well, what about the alternatives? And the leader, Irina, said, what, you mean like alternative energy? And I said, no, alternatives to everything. And she didn't quite get it because there's this whole the movement got kind of taken over by the politics only kind of crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of started with when David Nolan started the Libertarian Party. And I promise not to use all that time right now, but before 1971, when the Libertarian Party was started, it was a wide open discussion about what strategies should we use. And there were people then that wanted to go take over an island in the Bahamas and
yep.
create a new country. So there were several new country projects. And I was fortunate to, I used to hang out in New York City and go to the Laissez-Faire bookstore, which is actually a brick-and-mortar store back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a back room, and one day I just happened to be there at the same time as there was a debate going on in the back room between the head of the New York Libertarian Party and the head of essentially the... They called them radical libertarians back then, but it meant that they stuck to their libertarian principles no matter what. So they were the non-voting or anti-voting crowd.
Okay.
And so Samuel Edward Konkin III, was debating Gary Greenberg. And I thought it was a little scary at first because I thought political party activism was the only thing you could do, the only choice.
Mm. And Konkin was the advocate of agorism, which is the idea, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, because depends on who you ask how this is described, but the idea of agorism is to sort of outcompete the state, to do things without state permission, to, you know, whether it be run a business or whatever, to, you know, not ask for a license, to just do your thing. Ultimately, Konkin believed, and I'd read his primer on this, that he believed that if enough people were to engage in this behavior of not asking for permission to provide products and services to people, that ultimately some people would rise up to provide products that directly or services that directly competed with the state. So, for instance, like, you know, courts or police protection, fire protection, things like that, and that it would ultimately just simply outcompete the state and that they would wither away.
Yeah, I don't think he used the word wither, but he figured it would be a struggle. But
okay.
When you think of it, see, all the empires that have existed have all crumbled at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, they've essentially taken all the energy out of the people that they can, and you know, they've engaged in foreign wars. You know, just thinking about the Roman Empire, and I'm not a Roman Empire historian, but yeah, the Roman Empire doesn't exist, you know, like it did before. And so there's some dynamic going on when state institutions steal from the people, and they usually do benefit their own ruling class and all that. At some point, the people don't put up with it, whether it's a slow decaying process or whether it's a revolution, you know. So in the case of France, they go in and break things, burn things, and guillotine the king, you know, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. And so the concept is, if you got involved with the side of the French monarchy back then and said, well, let's just make the monarchy just a little bit better, a little bit nicer, a little bit softer around the edges, that would be a reformism approach. And so what Konkin was, he knew that was wrong, but over a period of time he discovered the theory that was completely consistent, and that was using the free market to arrive at the free market.
Mm.
So he says you can't use politics to arrive at the free market. You'll just arrive at more politics.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of restating it a different way from what you said. But
I think that's well stated. Now, it's Sam Konkin, he did pass away like a decade ago, right?
Yeah, it was 2003.
So, you know, we can talk more about the philosophy, but also the history of the event. It started in 2007, so Alt Expo.
Right.
As an alternative, you were not satisfied by what the Free State Project was going to offer as far as the speeches and the panels and the things that would be discussed on the official program. And so rather than try to fight your way into getting your, you know, perspectives heard in the official Free State Project event, when it was clear that they weren't going to include it, you decided, well, I'll just do my own thing.
Yeah, and that's the nature of freedom, free competition, freedom of speech. We just said, yeah, okay, so this is like a political system I'm dealing with within the Free State Project.
Yep, and it just got worse, by the way, from that point on.
Should I comment?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not a great event organizer. Anybody who's watched me try to throw together the Alt Expo knows that. But
yeah, you literally threw this together in the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, and I was telling my friend Nick, who also is an agorist, and I'll tell you about the pronunciation later. Uh-huh. He arranges things in Minnesota, and he starts earlier than I do, and I says, well, listen, what I do is, you know, I travel, I go around to all these different things, and I make friends, and then I invite my friends to speak about the subjects that I'm really interested in.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to come back to it more in moments with Jack Shimmick. We're at Alt Expo. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
China is now facing increased isolation from other countries with international curbs and flight suspensions. The death toll from the spreading coronavirus outbreak is now at least 304. U.S. health officials are confirming an eighth case, a person in Massachusetts. Dr. Larry Madoff with the Bureau of Infectious Disease and Laboratory Sciences says the virus particles are not airborne.
They're spread from an infected person to another person. This kind of spread requires close face-to-face contact over a period of time. It's not like measles, for example, which can be spread through the air and through which just casual contact can result in infection.
The U.S. is banning foreign nationals who have recently been to China. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Alt Expo here at the Best Western Plus in Manchester, New Hampshire, and you're invited to join us. You can come out tomorrow and be here for day number two of this free event where you get to see interesting speeches and panel discussions, and you don't have to pay a dime. Of course, donations are obviously accepted. The room did cost something, but there are no tickets for you to come here and enjoy the camaraderie, the company of other liberty-minded folks who are discussing alternatives, the things that you don't necessarily hear about on the official schedule at some libertarian events like the one that's happening across from us here in the very same hotel, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, that was the genesis of Alt Expo. It was Jack Shimmicks with me, by the way. It's Ian Freeman here with Free Talk Live. Before we get back to you, Jack, I do want to mention Liberty Stickers. The idea of getting Liberty ideas out, well, one of the most effective ways to do it is from the back of your car or wherever else you put a bumper sticker, like I got some on my laptop. LibertyStickers.com allows you to reach thousands of people with bumper stickers that you know people love to read, especially when they're fun, and they've got a vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. You can go there, and they will do custom stickers, so you need something done for your, let's say you've got a business or an event or a campaign or something like that, you want to get the word out, you can have them do that over at libertystickers.com. You want to get a free sample of the quality of the Liberty Stickers product? Well, get on over to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find our mailing address there. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address. I will put a Free Talk Live bumper sticker in that envelope and send it back to you, because we make our stickers with Liberty Stickers. And, of course, we've got them here. So if you come by Alt Expo tomorrow, you can grab a Free Talk Live sticker, an LRN.FM sticker. They even do window clings. So if you prefer a window cling, you can do that too. LibertyStickers.com. Jack Shimmick, sticking with me here, and I appreciate your time. You put this conference together. You were just kind of telling us about the history of the Alt Expo and where it came from. And I don't remember the thought you were trying to make a moment ago, but we're back. So go ahead.
Well, yeah, so what I was looking for was, I'm not in the political wing of the movement. That is, I'm not going in there to try to reform the state government. And
right.
I'll make a confession here. I do go up to the state house every once in a while, and I limit myself to telling them, no, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask for them to do anything for me.
Right.
So that's where I draw the line, I guess. But so I was interested in hearing more about the really creative things that are going on that really help us build the future, build something better than the existing system. Over the break, I was talking to a guy in the audience here, and I said, you know, if we're so smart and we know how the society should run, or what would be peaceful and what would be just and all that, let's start to create those institutions. And, you know, it is difficult because of the sea of statism that's around us. And essentially, the intellectuals that promote statism have got everybody convinced that, first of all, their system's going to work and it's going to help them out and it's going to make their life better. And people don't always associate the horrible things that happen with the fact that the philosophy is flawed. You know, you can't go around controlling everybody and have everybody be happy. You can't manage the whole economy. In order to do that, you have to keep young entrepreneurs from entering the market because you have so many regulations. So anyway, the thought was, what's the creative stuff people are doing? What are people already doing on the ground? At the first Liberty Forum, I wanted to invite people who were locals that were doing and creating things. You know, it could be neighboring states, Vermont and Maine, mm-hmm. Mass, things like that. But people that were already pursuing alternatives. And when I say alternatives, that's a broad term. It means alternatives to the mainstream system, to the state, to the system the way it is now that we all bitch about all the time.
Sure.
So we did that. We started. We got two rooms upstairs from the main event, and one was our hospitality room. And
yep.
We started a tradition of having essentially a bathtub full of beer, and we had great parties at night. And
well, that's how you get people interested, right? Throw a good party, and then all of a sudden people know you're there.
Yeah, there's always beer involved, it seems. Yep. So, and then we had the other room that we had mini talks in.
Right.
And so we invited people like back then Russell did the what was the name of the newspaper he did?
The New Hampshire Free Press.
New Hampshire Free Press.
It was Keene Free Press, I think, for a while.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
It expanded to delivering elsewhere.
So here's somebody.
Yeah, an independent newspaper.
Yes, here's somebody that's doing an alternative to the Keene Sentinel or whatever.
Right.
He's putting the news out there. He's delivering. He's taking it out there. I think you were already in a separate area doing your alternative radio station. So alternative media has always been a great interest. And, you know, the internet really allowed that to flourish. So
it did. Thank goodness.
Yeah. And then
we wouldn't be here without the internet.
Oh, exactly. And people were trying alternative money systems. I mean, gold and silver existed, but, you know, Bernard came along, and with Liberty Dollar, he was promoting
right.
it.
Bernard von Notthaus.
Yeah, and he had a marketing plan, and he had...
And then he got raided. Actually, it was the same
year. Years later.
No, it was the same year. It was later in 2007. So he spoke... I believe he spoke at the Liberty Forum. I presume it was that year because he got taken down with the federal government. We talked about a raid on a guy who was selling cannabis earlier in the show, and Bernard von Notthaus simply offered gold and silver products and warehouse receipts
right.
to people.
Right.
They came after him and charged him with counterfeiting because they didn't like that he was using like the Statue of Liberty or the word dollar. They didn't like that was on his currency. And and he ended up getting found guilty. Thankfully, he didn't have to spend any time in prison. He is still, I believe, on probation and now a felon as a result of that.
Yeah, it was odd. Several of us had advised him to, you shouldn't use the word dollar, you know, and all that. But what they did really get him on was there was a letter from the Bureau of the Mint, I believe, that alleged four trademark violations. Use of the word dollar, use of the Liberty head. He didn't say in God we trust, but he said trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what the fourth thing was. But I guess it was the dollar sign symbol and then the word dollar. So because of that, they rolled it into what was called an uttering and passing charge, which is sort of like counterfeiting. For some reason, they don't use the word counterfeiting.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details, but it was horrible what they did to him. But alternatives for money have always been big within the Liberty community.
Oh yeah.
Whether it was the Liberty dollar specifically, or people coming up with other things. There was Shire Silver for a little while, which I was never a real big fan of, but some people thought was cool, which was like little silver strips inside laminated plastic cards. And then thankfully cryptocurrency hit in 2009 and really changed everything for alternative money.
I can name about three or four other things that were tried.
Yeah.
But when Bitcoin came along, it was like an explosion of a really functional alternative that didn't tie itself back to anything in the state's money system.
Right.
And didn't tie itself back to gold and silver. So, which was really controversial because the movement's always been about, they call it hard money, you know, gold and silver as money. This could be another whole discussion.
Oh, it absolutely could.
We've had at Alt Expo, we've had a lot of talks about it. We've had talks about the hours-based currencies. And then finally, cryptocurrencies were brand new, and then, of course, they took off. So,
The hours-based ones, like the Ithaca Hour, one of the, I think that was kind of the original hours-based currency, and there have been a few others that have come out since then. But the real failure of those systems, and the Ithaca Hour arguably was the most successful. It did last for some amount of years until the founder of it ended up leaving town, and then it kind of crumbled after that. But the real failure of it is to base it on the dollar. And, you know, because it's tied to 1 hour is $10 or whatever,
right. And
so you're still relying on the Federal Reserve system in order to have a currency like that.
Yeah, what the founder did, his name's Paul Glover, is he said, all right, we're going to base it on hours, but because people don't quite get that, we'll tie it to about the average that a factory worker would get in the Ithaca area, which was about
$10
an hour, yeah. And what happened with that system was Paul would go around and promote it, and it would flourish, and more people would use it. And when he'd take time off, it would die down a little bit. So these are what you would find out in the marketplace, though, if you tried different things. Some things wouldn't fly.
Yeah, and they tried it. And the other issue was, you know, how is it issued? You know, is it controlled? How do you know that he's not printing a bunch of these things? You never really know that kind of stuff. Whereas with Bitcoin, you can audit the code, and it's all open source. Let's continue. We got more to talk about here with Jack Shimek, the founder of Alt Expo. As we are here at Alt Expo, it is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it is the Alt Expo edition of this program, and is it the first one we've ever done from Alt Expo? I believe that is the case.
I think so.
Welcome to it. We're here. It's Ian Freeman and Jack Shimmick in our remote studio as folks are actually grabbing the lanyards that I brought over here. Nice to see that. The ShireSociety.com lanyards, which it's extra cool. You get bonus points for walking around the Liberty Forum with a Shire Society lanyard. I wonder if they're even doing lanyards this year, because I know that in previous years they like just got rid of name tags at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum event, and I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you host a convention where no one knows, you know, generally each other's names, and it's always one of the most awkward things for people to have that experience.
You can't remember their name,
right?
You're looking at them, you recognize them, like, oh, what's his name?
It's always so awkward for people. You know, name tags solve that problem, and why you would just get rid of name tags from a convention? I never understood that.
I'll tell you another little history story. At a previous Pork Fest, everybody was on forums. This is before
social
Facebook.
Media. Yeah, I remember that.
And what people were requesting was a name tag that had their forum username.
Yeah.
And then you put in parentheses your real name.
That was a smart idea.
In fact,
I did that in Keenvention, when we did Keenvention for 3 years. I had a place where people could put their forum name, because we still had the Shire forums. We still do,
actually,
at forum.shiresociety.com. There's a ForkFest sub-forum there that people can talk about ForkFest. There's a Free Talk Live sub-forum. And so for those that are still trying to keep the forum dream alive, We do still have
I'll have to create an alt expo forum in there, a sub forum.
I would be happy to do that for you if you think you can get people to actually come use it.
Well, we'll see about that.
Because that's the tricky part, is getting people off of, and we're talking about alternatives here, right? Now, forums are an alternative to big social media. So a forum is something that you can host locally on your own server. You don't have to rely on Facebook or some mega behemoth like Twitter or whatever. You host the software yourself. People can set whatever rules they want to for their own forum.
Basically, you own your own data. Like right now, you sign everything away to Facebook. And I don't know what to do about it because it's so dominant that all the time
I left two years ago.
Yeah, and a couple other people have. But when you try to drag people over to the forums, sometimes they don't go.
There's got to be a reason. Yeah, if you can create a thing that's interesting and it's only there, then people will go for it, right? If there's something they can't get anywhere else that they can only get there, then they're going to go for it. But letting them know that it exists is part of the problem because they're so deep into this social media world that they spend so much time on. And at least I know because that's what I did. I spent a ton of time on Facebook. The next day, as soon as I quit Facebook, I noticed I had more free time. Like I could do more things. I could be more productive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I've seen times where I look up at the clock and, 2 hours has gone by.
Just sitting on Facebook, you mean?
Yeah, and I finally said, oh, my God, I just wasted two hours of my life. I could have built something.
You have some argument with somebody on a group, right? I mean, it's just so easy to get distracted by this stuff.
Well, but the thing is, the social media attack on all of us in the form of censorship and controlling what we can read and see, it's got to be frightening people enough that there's more incentive than ever to
look
to
for alternatives.
I
think so. We did. We started a Mastodon channel for Free Talk Live. Are you familiar with Mastodon?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Are you on it?
I've signed up, and I haven't started using it yet.
So it's
I admit I'm bad on using some of the alternatives.
Yeah, it's a
crazy me.
It's an alternative to Twitter, and it does basically everything that Twitter does, and Twitter is essentially like a broadcast platform where people can follow you and see what you say, supposedly. But on Mastodon, they do the same thing. You can tag people. You can do the hashtags there and, be friends with people and all that, and it's decentralized. There, again, are servers that people can run a Mastodon server where the server admin, whoever's running the server, decides on the rules, and it's what they call federated. So the server admin can decide, oh, Chris Cantwell, the Nazi, is running his own Mastodon server. He's not, by the way, but he could be. And you could say, I don't want to federate with that server.
Right.
I'm going to break the connections between my server and these servers I don't like, so my users won't be able to talk to those people. So that's a decision that each individual server operator can render. And if you don't like the rules of one server, you can go to a different server or start your own server, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and though I'm not the techie that can set it up, we've got one of the guys in our circle. He couldn't be here this year because he's out of state doing some studies, but we're trying to, between the two of us, I'm trying to tell him essentially what we need, and he's trying to develop a platform that you'd run your own Raspberry Pi server. You'd get it pre-set up by us. It would have Mastodon on there. We'd have a little set of instructions on, how to create your own. I don't know if Mastodon calls it a node. I know
An instance, I think.
Instance, yeah. Hubzilla calls it a hub. I don't know if you've heard of Hubzilla. That's another whole one.
Is that a competitor to Facebook? I have heard of it. I don't remember who they're trying to ape or compete with.
Yeah, we're going to have a guy in the alt tech segment called Replacebook.
Oh, really?
Talk about that.
That's cool, and that's tomorrow, by the way. So
at 3.
Yeah, 3 p.m. tomorrow. It's the Alt Expo, by the way. We're at the Best Western Plus in Manchester. It's very near the airport, and it's a free event, so come on in. You want to hear some tech talks. There's some really good tech talks on the docket for tomorrow, including mesh networking, which we wanted to talk about here a little bit. And now neither of us is an expert on mesh networking.
Yeah, I know.
But what we are going to discuss briefly is some of these – sort of meshing apps. So what's going to be talked about tomorrow, Patrick Bender will be taking the stage here and discussing mesh networking in a real detailed manner of, you know, what is an actual mesh network where, as I understand it, the idea is you set up routers in a geographic area. They communicate with one another via some method, and I'm not sure what, some sort of radio transmission. You set up routers, they communicate, and you can share network access with your neighbors. You can sort of have an alternative internet, basically. And
this is really exciting because mesh networking has kind of been a hobby among geeks and everything.
Right.
He's got, there's a new software package that lets you essentially charge per packet or per, you know, megabytes or gigabytes.
So you can actually...
There'll be a financially incentive to build a bigger and bigger network.
Well, right, because that is one of the, I think, objections to mesh networking is, well, yeah, I want to share things, but I don't want somebody to suck down all my bandwidth you know, not have any control over that. So it was inevitable that something would come out like that.
Right.
But what we were trying out here actually in the room this morning was these different, there's different apps, and I heard you mention this app, and I'm like, oh, I've got that app. I've never actually used it with anybody before, so let's, you know, let's try this thing out. Bridgify.
Yes.
The first time I heard about this was actually in relation to the Hong Kong movement. There's actually a gentleman in our audience wearing a Free Hong Kong t-shirt.
Oh, that's what made me think of it.
Today, yeah. And so they were talking about the different tools that they're using to communicate outside of the traditional network, so being on a cell phone network where the, you know, Chinese government or whoever, whichever government we're talking about, because it's been in, you know, these have been in use in different places, whichever criminal gang is going to shut down, you know, call up Apple and say, or call the phone companies up and say, all right, shut it down, and then they, you know, shut down the internet in certain areas. Well, this gives you a way around that. If the internet is shut off, your phone still has the ability to communicate via Bluetooth or via Wi-Fi with other devices of similar type. And so this Bridgify app is a chat app that purportedly allows people on both iOS and Android devices, because that was one of the keys to me. When I was looking at the list, there's a few different articles that have been written that sort of go down a list of, well, what are the different apps? Because there's different ones. But there were only like two of them that were available on both platforms.
Oh, no kidding.
So as far as I'm concerned, you're dead in the water if you're only on Android or only on iOS. You've got to allow both of those types of phones to contact one another. And Bridgify was one of the two.
Yeah, and you know, the way you think about it is your phone has radios in it. So it's got, like, as far as I know, three different radios, mm-hmm. one for Bluetooth, one for Wi-Fi, and one for the cell phone network. So... And each radio is a transmitter and receiver, so that all this app does is try to make it so you can transmit to a nearby Wi-Fi connected device, a Bluetooth connected device, without, you don't have to pair with them.
Right.
I don't know the details of exactly how it works, but.
But it is working, and, you know, it's been a little bumpy process kind of experimenting, seeing how it works, and it's not, I wouldn't say it's quite really great at this point, but it's working, and it's something, and it does allow people to communicate within a certain area.
We're testing it out here at the Alt Expo. So everybody that comes in the room, download the Bridgify app, and we'll give it a good
workout. We'll see
how
it goes. We'll get it going all throughout the whole weekend and see how that assists people, because we've definitely seen that having communications between activists is a really important thing, and there's so many different great platforms that you can do it on. But the more decentralized, the better.
That's it.
The less control these central authority types have over us, the better. We can continue here more with Jack Shimmick from Alt Expo number 32 here in New Hampshire. Join us. It's the Best Western Plus in Manchester.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust,
dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.